Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Hello, it's Nikki here, and I'm so glad to be back on the podcast today because I wanted to have a chat to you about ways that we can save time. And this saving time ties in with the mental load that we carry as mums, and also ways to get us actioning things, because sometimes we have this story that we tell ourselves that we don't have time. So just have a think before I even bounce into the guts of this podcast. I want you to just have a think about different times within your life where you have used the story, I'm too busy to do, insert XYZ. So a common one there is, I'm too busy to exercise, or how do you find time to exercise? I'm way too busy to be doing that. Or I don't have time to even brush my hair, let alone do all the things that is expected of me. Or what's some other ones? I can't think of any others off the top of my head, but just have a think about times where you have used that storyline there. I'm too busy to do whatever the thing is that you're wanting to do. And I'm just going to take a step further back there. And I want you to reflect on, well, is that a story? Is that something that you're just telling yourself, or are you legitimately too busy to be doing that thing? And more than likely, I would suspect it's not that you're too busy to be doing that thing. One, it's either just not a priority, and that's absolutely fine, even when we're talking exercise, and I know I'm a personal trainer, and you're probably all shocked to hear me be saying that. But if exercise is not a priority for you right now, then that's absolutely fine. But the other thing that might also be coming up is that it appears that you're so busy and you're too busy to do the thing. Let's talk about exercise here. That you don't do it because you're feeling so mentally drained. So you're tired. You're mentally drained. And in a way, not organized or pre-prepared. And I don't mean that in a way where I'm saying you're a disorganized person. But what I am saying is there's certain methods that we can apply to make things easier for ourselves. And this is where I'm going to tap into what I wanted to share with you today and where we're crossing over with mental overwhelm or the mental load that we carry. So one of the things that a lot of the clients that I work with, particularly my online clients, they come to me, and my online clients are all mums. Most of them are working either full-time jobs or part-time jobs, and they're juggling home life as well. So they've got a lot of balls in the air that they're juggling. And they don't have time to exercise, or at the end of the day, after a long day of work and then wrestling the kids and doing all the things for the kids, they don't have capacity to think about what they then need to do to exercise. Even the thought of, okay, well, I need to exercise, I will jump onto YouTube and I'll find a video for me to follow along to. Even that can sometimes be too much when you have spent your day thinking and making decisions, because you're in this state of your mental load is at capacity there. You're fatigued, you're tired, not physically tired necessarily, but mentally tired from making decisions and keeping all of the balls juggling through the day. So when it comes to exercise, I'm going to use exercise as my first example here. What I do is I'm an online personal trainer. I'm an online coach. I create those programs for you. And you don't necessarily need to work with me or another online coach to be able to achieve this. You can achieve this for yourself. You can set this up for yourself. However, what I guess the reason why women are so attracted to what I do is because I've written out exactly what you need to do. So you don't even need to think about turning on the TV or whatever it is and searching for a video that is going to suit your needs at that particular time. I have done that groundwork for you already. I have filmed videos for you already, and I've written out what your workout is going to be and specifically what you need to be doing. And that's in terms of exercise. And like I said before, you can do this yourself. Okay. I do this for clients because I'm very good at writing programs specific to people's goals and ensuring that they're doing the correct thing to get them to the specific goal that they're wanting to do. If your goal, though, is to, do regular exercise or whatever it might be, if you have done that pre-thinking, that pre-thought, and so that when you are on those days where you are so fatigued from making decisions, you're so tired and mentally drained that you do not want to make any more decisions, you've already gotten that written down and you can go, right, that's what I need to do. I'm going to have a quick chat to you about it in a meal planning context too, because this will also help steer you and keep you driving towards achieving your health goals. Meal planning is a great example of something that has been pre-thought out for you to do so that on those days where you're just too tired, you don't have to do the thinking, and sometimes you don't even need to do the legwork because you've pre-prepared and done some of the legwork. So in terms of meal plans, let's just think about dinners, for example. It's been a really long day at work. You've made hundreds of decisions. You have run from one client to another or one meeting to another. And you now need to pick up the kids. And you're driving home and you're thinking, I don't even know what we're going to have for dinner. I am too tired. And your brain just goes on to default mode. And you're either going to choose the closest thing that you can find, maybe in your fridge or pantry, or it might be you just happen to be driving past, I don't know, a takeaway restaurant at the time and go, that'll do. I'm just going to do that. And you know, sometimes that's okay. But if we've done the meal plan and that thinking, think about it like this. You've just gone through that entire day that I've just described. And then you go, I know exactly what we're having for dinner because I've already thought about this. I thought about this on Sunday when I planned out the meals for the week. Awesome. I know that we're having spaghetti bolognese tonight and that mince is already in the fridge because I pre-prepared this. You could go to even more of an extent here. I've chopped up the vegetables in advance. I thought about this last night. I knew I was going to be tired today. So the veggies are cut up for dinner. Awesome. I just go home, cook, pull it all together. So that's another example of, I guess, doing some pre-planning and some pre-thinking to assist you to do X, Y, Z. And that sometimes will take away that story that you tell yourself, that you're too busy to do the thing. You're too busy to exercise. You're too busy to eat healthy. You're too busy to eat, pre-prepared snacks. You could insert any sentence or story in there as you like. Just to reiterate, these two examples that I've just given around the exercise and the meal planning, they're just two examples of ways that you can do pre-preparing. And I really don't like to use the word organizing, but it is. in essence, it is organization to help your future self. To help you when you are feeling so mentally drained from making all the decisions in the day, or mentally overwhelmed, or just tired from doing so much thinking through your day, so that you don't have to do any extra thinking. The thinking has already been done for you. You just pick up what that thinking is and follow the instructions. So I want to challenge you to have a go of doing some pre-thinking for yourself, pre-preparing, pre-organizing. What's one thing in your life right now that you are saying you are too busy to do? And is this thing that you're too busy to do something that can be overcome by doing some pre-preparing? If it is, I challenge you right now to have a go this week of doing some pre-preparing. Let's see if that makes a difference. Let's see if you suddenly have a little bit more energy, a little bit more mental energy, a little bit more mental capacity, a little less busy. Let's see how that unfolds. I would love for you to share with me what the outcome is with you doing that pre-preparing, that pre-organizing. And you can share that with me by either jumping into my Facebook page, which is Mummy Fit Time, or you can head over to Instagram and share with me in my DMs in Instagram. My handle on Instagram is at Mummy Fit Time, and that is MummyFitTime. Let me know how you go. I am super curious to hear how this will assist you in being less busy to do the things that you want to do to progress forward on your health and fitness goals. And if you would like that little bit of extra help in doing those preparing things, because you know what, I can actually do those for you. It just takes that one step process back where you don't even have to do that pre-thinking. I will do that pre-thinking for you. Then send me a message. And you can do that through my Facebook page, my DMs on Instagram, or even head over to my website, which is mummyfittime.com.au. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, I would love it if you can pop on over to Apple iTunes and leave a review. The more reviews that are left, the more I can spread the word and the messages of what you've learned today and what else I share in this podcast to other women in the world. This episode has been brought to you by my membership, and doors are going to be opening again very soon for my membership, where not only are you learning about exercise and how your body responds to exercise, but you're also challenged to change around the way that you eat, as well as focus on different areas that you may not have explored before, such as stress and sleep, and how these can be impacting not only on your weight loss journey, but on you growing into your body and growing into your health and your fitness so that you can be the optimal person that you know that you can be. If you'd like to find out more about the membership, make sure you do head over to my website and you can sign up to the wait list over there so that as soon as doors open, again, you can be one of the first to know. Once again, thanks very much for listening to today's podcast, and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.